Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where despite the president's pleas for unity, voices in the media simply cannot let go of the narrative of a civil war, a duel to the death, where one side fights the other in order to seek total destruction. Except they're not talking about a civil war in America at large. They're talking about a civil war in the Republican Party. One very prominent American, a former member of the Trump administration, actually, says the Republican Party has to be burned to the ground. Who said that? We will get to that in a moment. But all of this is so extreme. And the question is, really, what is it that the Republican Party is supposed to be fighting about? One of the things that I think that Republicans agree on is the idea of teaching a more patriotic version of American history is a worthwhile change in a lot of our school curricula, a lot of the centers of learning that we have in the country. I thought the idea of doing a 1776 commission, which the president did in set up in terms of an answer to the 1619 project by the New York Times, thought it was a good idea. So what about that commission? Why is it that Joe Biden would find it necessary to cancel it and replace it with anything else? Well, not so far. We will get to that issue with Professor Wilfred Riley, who's been a guest on the show before, who is one of the most important black conservative voices out there. He's part of a 1776 project, which has the same goal as the commission, to try to encourage appreciation for the American experience and the American experiment. Okay, but first of all, James Comey, celebrated in a recent film. I mean, I think you've really arrived as an American hero. It was Jeff Daniels, I think, who played James Comey. And Jeff Daniels tends to play heroic roles. But this particular American hero told ABC of Australia, the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, their major news program, that the Republican Party doesn't stand for anything that is valuable to our country. Not for anything. He was supposed to have been a lifelong Republican. The Republican Party doesn't stand for anything that is other than a cult of personality around a man who is a demagogue and a liar. Now, who does he have in mind? Was there somebody who got that kind of charges against? Oh, yeah, that guy, the former president. It doesn't stand for anything that other than a cult of personality around a man who's a demagogue and a liar. The longtime Republican now describes himself as an independent, reports The Hill. If the party is going to survive, he says, and we need two healthy parties to have a healthy democracy, it has to be rebuilt in some way. I think you may see principled Republicans splitting off or finding a way to push the Trumpers off so they can reconstitute the Republican Party on a set of real values. By the way, this is something that I've been talking to people about for 20 years. There is no example in all of history of building a successful party by driving people away. You don't do it that way. You don't build a successful party by saying, okay, this party is limited to people who agree with me entirely. We don't want you in our party. You have to go away. You have to disappear. It's a completely idiotic notion, having any kind of purge process. This is why the people are so foolish, and I do hope they won't succeed. They're trying to challenge Liz Cheney's position as the third-ranking Republican in the House of Representatives. There are also words from people like Ron Johnson, who, frankly, I respect less and less, the senator from Wisconsin, who's attacking Mitch McConnell based upon the notion that he is going to be allowing some kind of impeachment vote to take place. He may even vote to impeach the president, which wouldn't drive him from office. He's already left office, but could result in him being banned for running for office again. The terrible thing about all of this Republican Civil War talk is that it has nothing to do with issues. It has all to do with cult of personality, and that's always a terrible, terrible mistake. And now there is talk that Trump himself is thinking about starting a new party that would be called the Patriot Party. This is not news from NBC or from AP. It's from the Wall Street Journal, which is pretty serious. Mr. Trump has mused to associates, the journal reports, that he is interested in starting a new political party, which he has said he wants to call the Patriot Party, according to people with knowledge of the matter. Why would he do that? What sense does that make? If you think it's a good idea, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. Tom Friedman, the columnist for the New York Times, appeared on CNN with Anderson Cooper, and he was very much talking about this Republican Civil War idea that he has promoted. He thinks that would be a good thing for the country. Why? Because Tom Friedman is a Democrat, and he wants to see the Republican Party destroy itself. This is clip five.
They will not have the Senate. They will not have the White House. You are about to see, I believe, conflict within that party. I mean, it will be scorpions in a bottle. And that's actually healthy, because that fight has to happen. Because when that happens, if they are out of power for a while, there's nothing that cures crazy ideas in Washington more than being out of power.
Okay. So, again, I'll tell you a crazy idea. The crazy idea is the idea of a Republican Civil War. When people agree on the major issues, and they do, then the idea of conducting some kind of civil war over a departed personality seems to me is an appallingly poor idea, whatever James Comey wants to say. Burning down the Republican Party is not a way to save it. There was a misleading report from an American officer during Vietnam who said we had to destroy the village in order to save it. No one ever really said that, but that is the equivalent of what we're talking about here. Let's go to your calls and to Yehuda in New York City. You're on the MedMed Show.
Hello, Michael. So as I was telling your call screener, I think the best idea would be is keep the Republican Party, let Mike Pence run. He could have all the accomplishments of Donald Trump, but without the baggage and without a better personality, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think Mike Pence probably will run, and there will be other people. And I think it's very, very normal and healthy that that again, the party should move on rather than going back to Trump and then having Trump being sort of a blast from the past, and it's not a past that I think people will remember particularly fondly. And Mike Pence has shown himself a person of dignity and character. And I know that a lot of people say, well, how could he have been so loyal to Trump? Because that's what a vice president is expected to do. I don't think anyone expects Kamala Harris to go up against Joe Biden in any significant way. When we come back, I want to explain why it is so dangerous to make our main political arguments about personalities rather than policies. And partially because there's no way to compromise on personalities. You tend with strong personalities, you either love them or you hate them. That was true for Trump. It'll probably be true for Biden. But the ideas, that leaves no room for meeting in the middle, for compromise, which is the only way you can get a more unified country. We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
You're listening to the Mighty Michael Medved Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVET. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVET for these great radio specials. You pay any attention to all the emphasis these days on natural food? Well, I've begun to, and I actually feel a little bit better, and it's one of the reasons that I feel so good about taking Relief Factor. Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. Chances are you will, because the overwhelming majority, almost 3/4 of people who get that quick start, end up ordering more Relief Factor. Read all about it. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Michael Medved Show, a little bit of a drum roll there with a celebration in the air in Washington, D.C. in behalf of Joe Biden, the new president of the United States. Will he be facing not just one conservative opponent if he runs for re-election? And by the way, I think he probably won't, but he refuses to rule it out. He's one of those guys who, by the way, listened very much to Barack Obama, his boss, his president. When Joe Biden was vice president, he probably, according to most people on the inside with Biden and with Obama, if Obama had wanted Joe Biden to run to challenge Hillary for the nomination, I think Biden almost certainly would have won. Hillary has never been a natural candidate. She obviously was a very ineffective candidate, and she lost to Trump. But the idea that Barack Obama didn't promote Joe Biden for president in 2016, I would guess that if he were being honest, President Obama might regret that. And it's one of those things where, honestly, the best thing for President Trump to do would be to encourage his vice president. Because, as Yehuda was saying, who called from New York, you have somebody who was associated with all of the positive accomplishments of the administration, was loyal in supporting them, without the angry tweets or the constantly divisive rhetoric. And Joe Biden had nothing to do with losing those Senate seats in Georgia. Donald Trump had a great deal to do with it. But the report on Trump weighing his next move in the Wall Street Journal says, with the Village People's YMCA blaring, he boarded a plane early yesterday morning for Florida, where he's set to spend his post-presidency life at his Mar-a-Lago resort. He left a note for his successor before leaving. A spokesman declined to say what it said. "We will be back in some form," Mr. Trump vowed in his final remarks as president. He said he wished the new administration great luck and success and added, "I hope they don't raise your taxes, but if they do, I told you so." They will, and he told us so. So did Joe Biden. Past presidents have often pulled back from public life in the immediate aftermath of their presidencies to show the new commander-in-chief, to allow the new commander-in-chief to govern without commentary from his predecessor. Mr. Trump, people close to him said, is not expected to remain silent for long. I think that's probably a good prediction. Mr. Trump has mused to associates that he's interested in starting a new political party, which he has said he wants to call the Patriot Party, according to people with knowledge of the matter. Mr. Trump plans to maintain a small staff of former White House officials in Florida and has begun talking to associates about raising money for his presidential library, people familiar with the matter said. In conversations with advisors in recent months, he discussed delivering paid speeches and is expected to be involved to some extent in the Trump Organization, the company that his son Eric has been running. Now, that's a very big problem. The Trump Organization, like every other group in the travel industry, has been hit very hard by the pandemic, has been hurt greatly. They owe $421 million to Deutsche Bank, and there are some business challenges there. And the one thing about raising money for his presidential library, he should definitely do that. That's something that all our former presidents do. But if he tries to then use that money to run a campaign, there might be real legal troubles.
We will be back in some form.
Yeah, well, what form? Werewolf? Apotheosis? A new godlike, re-empowered Trump? Some form. Chip in Seattle, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hey, Michael, with all due respect, I had to laugh out loud when you said that Kamala Harris can be expected to be a loyal vice president to Biden, because I think that there's a movement and maybe even a deal where she's Biden's not going to complete his first term, and it's just a question of how long it is before they use the 25th Amendment or some other way to move Biden out of the way and install Kamala Harris. I think it's the far left of the Democratic Party that wanted her, and when she did so poorly in the primaries, and they risked losing to Trump again, they came up with this plan to have Biden-Harris.
Okay, when you say the far left in the Democratic Party, the far left in the Democratic Party was supporting Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, who were both serious candidates, and then others like Joaquin Castro and people who were even further left. Andrew Yang had some support. But Kamala Harris, her campaign never really went anywhere. And I think that one of the things you may not be paying attention to is, you know how the 25th Amendment works for them to get rid of a sitting president if they want to?
Sure. He has to be judged incapacitated mentally or physically.
By whom? By whom?
Well, by the vice president and the cabinet.
Yes, correct. And the cabinet is appointed by whom? Have you looked at his cabinet? His cabinet is all people who have worked with Joe Biden before. They are Biden loyalists. They are people who love the guy. And it is inconceivable, first of all, in terms of people who are expecting Joe Biden to die. I looked it up. A guy his age, right now, Joe Biden has a life expectancy, if he's an average guy, let alone a president of the United States who gets the best medical care you possibly can. And as Trump showed when he battled successfully COVID-19, and good for him in doing that. But President Biden has a life expectancy of 9.43 years. If he's just an average American, which gives him enough time. Now, that doesn't mean there may not be some impairment toward the end of that 9.43 years, because some people right before they die are not completely youthful and strong. But I think that this entire obsession that a lot of folks on the right have about, oh, Joe Biden is so feeble, he's about to... I mean, again, there was even when he was playing with his dog and he hurt his foot. There were all kinds of conspiracy theories. This is a really serious thing. And if you watched closely at the inauguration, you could tell he was still a little bit tender walking on. I think it was his left foot, that ankle that was in a boot for a while. But you know what? I think that people... on the right, who are assuming that there will be some kind of health disaster with Joe Biden, we can hope as Americans, I think, and just as decent people, that that doesn't happen. When we come back, one big mistake that Biden has made so far has been canceling what's called the 1776 Commission. We'll talk about that and more with Wilfred Riley coming up.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden is highlighting his administration's efforts to curb the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Biden speaking at the White House saying things will get worse before they get better.
We didn't get into this mess overnight. It's going to take months for us to turn things around. But let me be equally clear. We will get through this.
President Biden also signing executive orders related to COVID-19. Regarding all the executive orders we're seeing from the Biden administration, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, tells Fox News.
He knows the agenda and those executive orders he is signing are partisan. That's dividing. And I'm afraid that looking at this administration, if this is the start, what more is there to come?
McCarthy saying he also believes former President Trump will play an important role in the GOP. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Michael Medved Show. It is a pleasure to speak to Professor Wilfred Riley, who is the author of a number of indispensable books, some of which are posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. He teaches history at Kentucky State University. And Wilfred, it's great to speak to you again.
Great to be back on the show.
Well, thank you. First of all, you're not a member of this presidential commission, that was set up, the 1776 commission, but you are obviously very sympathetic to it. You were involved in the 1776 project, which, like the commission, is meant to be something of an answer to the 1619 project that the New York Times has invested so much money in. Do you think that President Biden did the right thing to rescind, as one of his first day in the job decisions, to rescind the commission's charter?
No, perhaps unsurprisingly, as a center-right political commentator, I don't. I mean, you actually saw a bunch of these executive orders kind of right off the bat from the Biden administration. I mean, the Trump executive order banning the teaching of critical race theory at the governmental level was rescinded. The 1776 commission was junked. You also saw sort of the initiation of full gender identity equality in women's sports. You can now compete anywhere where federal funds are provided as a biologically male athlete in women's sports. So a lot of those big symbolic gestures were made very early on, Michael.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I mean, the short answer, kind of glibly, is that it's an easy way to make a big impact and get headlines without having to really work with Congress. I mean, unfortunately, with Mr. Trump and Mr. Obama, we've seen a lot of, in essence, legislation enacted with a stroke of the president's pen. We now have a new president. He has a new pen. So you get a bunch of news attention. You get a bunch of generally positive media if you say something like, well, now trans athletes can compete in the girls' races, you know, until the Supreme Court weighs in on it. That's much easier than, say, passing a new budget or something of that nature.
Well, I think that one of the things that he is doing, and by the way, his federal order on the trans athletes, as I understand it, will not have any effect in countermanding state laws that are being drawn up, I think, in 38 states to prohibit that or to enforce that at least there you have to test somewhat as without the testosterone associated with a biological male, because if you have that testosterone, you have simply an unfair advantage over female athletes for whom testosterone is banned, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, there's a huge element of kabuki show to this kind of thing, and it's always important to point that out. So, I mean, the last line of most of these executive orders reads, so long as this be in compliance with pre-existing state law. So, I mean, as you mentioned, 37, 38 states have said, essentially, that you have to be, and it's amazing this needs to be set in the law, but biologically female to compete in what's called the women's open division in sports. The issue, though, is that the states that have not said this, like California, New York, Florida, I mean, that's probably going to be where a huge majority of the nation's athletes are concentrated because of how our population is diffuse.
Yeah, I would hazard this guess, Wilfred, which is that that President Biden partially is doing this on his first day in office, so that it basically is ignored. It doesn't make a big impact because he knows that some of these things are very unpopular. I don't think it's a popular position to cancel the Keystone Pipeline. I don't think that wins him any votes or any support, but he's here paying off some of those activist elements in the Democratic Party that helped get him elected. So now we can move on to broader things that might have more public appeal.
Strategically, that may well be true. I also think you have to ask the question, however, popular for who? I mean, in recent elections with Trump or with Biden, we've seen 40% perhaps of the country vote, and that vote being very concentrated among the strong sort of AOC and patriot bases of the two parties. So it might only be true that something is supported by 24% of the U.S. population, and also that could win or lose you an election. My take on what Mr. Biden is likely to do is that he's going to do things that he thinks of as throwing small bones to the far-left constituency, and this sort of Equality Act language is a part of that. But those are, in fact, going to have massive impacts on American life as it's normally lived. I mean, women's sports might look very different in 10 years. If full immigration amnesty is granted, we might find we have 37 million new citizens, not 9 to 11 million. So these things that are seen as gestures can greatly impact sort of the culture that politics is downstream from.
Well, again, he can't create a path to citizenship himself. That has to be one with congressional approval. And it's one of those things where I believe, from what I understand, what he's trying to do is to find some of those Republicans last time when they were doing immigration reform in the Obama administration, they had almost 20 Republican senators who were willing to go along with it. And again, Biden doesn't need that many. He needs, basically, since they keep the filibuster, he needs 10. And he might get it.
Yeah, the thing about immigration reform, interestingly, moving away from kind of any partisan standpoint, is that that is likely to be bipartisan. I mean, Republicans that sort of report to a business constituency are very likely to support a bill that will bring in more fairly well-qualified lower-wage workers. I mean, from an amoral personal interest perspective. But I guess what I'm saying here is that I don't think Biden is going to move away from the fairly militaristic style of the recent American center-left, the Clintons, for example. I don't think he's going to move away from being advised by people from Goldman and the other elite trading floors. I think the things done to please the left will be things of this sort. Will we work on immigration?
Exactly.
Will we work
on
trans equality?
I agree with you. In terms of the 1776 Commission itself, I mean, part of when you look at the consistency of the commission, who is appointed to it, it's virtually all people who are very politically active in the pro-Trump, pro-Republican conservative sphere. People like Larry Arnn, president of Hillsdale, Victor Davis Hanson of the Hoover Institution. Couldn't they have done, or couldn't even President Biden do, a similar commission, including some center-left historians? Because this idea of the 1619 theory, people like John Meacham, who's one of Biden's speechwriters, have been very critical of that. Isn't there a broader group of historians he might have involved?
Yeah, I mean, one of the major critiques of 1619, and a good one at that, was published on the World Socialist website, of all things. First time I've been to that resource. But,
wow.
But in all seriousness, there is a positive note here. When I look at some of the people that are associated with 1776 Unites, or when I look at new groups that are beginning, like Barry Weiss's FAIR, I think what you're going to see is that center-left through center-right, normal coalition of business people and housewives and so on, looking at both the extreme MAGA right after the business at the Capitol and so on, and the crazy woke left and saying, no, I don't want any of that. I think you're going to see a massive consensus within the next 5 to 10 years that could probably elect national candidates of the kind that pushed a Clinton or an Eisenhower or even a Reagan forward. So that is a hope of mine, actually, that the fringes don't decide our political outcomes for very long.
Boy, do I ever agree with you, and I agree with you both as a hope and as a prediction. A lot of people forget that President Reagan was supported when he ran the first time by people like Eldridge Cleaver, leader of the Black Panthers at one time. He was supported by people like Eugene McCarthy, Ralph David Abernathy, colleague of Dr. King, supported President Reagan. And being able to build broader support rather than narrowing a party into an activist core, that's clearly the path to victory and meaningful change. The most recent book by Wilfred Riley, Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About, entertaining, informative, important, posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
Michael Medved.
Keep going. Don't ever stop.
The Michael Medved Show.
Right now is a great time to become a Medhead at MichaelMedved.com. When you sign up to become a premium subscriber, use the promo code WINTER40, that's WINTER40, and you'll get $20 off an annual membership. So what then is your grand total for a year subscription? Just $39, or a little more than $3 a month. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial-free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, 2 exclusive podcasts, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. It's all at MichaelMedVet.com. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40. It's a great way to support the show and the unique content and perspectives from Michael Medved. From all of us here at the program, thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
With Election Day now behind us, our economic and social problems, well, they're still here. And people are uncertain about the future, of course, with a nervous world economy and coronavirus numbers still rising. Well, wealth protection is more important than ever. I've bought gold, silver, and even platinum from my good friend and coin and bullion expert for over 40 years, Nick Rovich. Nick owns AmFed Coin and Bullion in Arizona, and he has over 25,000 long-term satisfied clients all across the United States and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. He's earned a reputation for honesty, for expertise, and for trust among his peers and his customers. He's a court-certified expert, and AmFed is the only company I trust in that unregulated coin and bullion industry. Whether you're interested in acquiring or selling rare coins or precious metals, call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com, 800-221-7694, and learn more at AmericanFederal.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
And yeah, I heard it on the grapevine Sarah Fuller, an iconic figure, somebody who has become legendary. I mean, an astonishingly important media sensation who I am sure will be commemorated in statues and monuments and much more. Even though she's a young woman, she did the introduction last night at the celebration, the televised celebration of the new Biden administration. It was 90 minutes of live TV with all kinds of big stars participating. But, of course, no one bigger or more significant than Sarah Fuller. Now, you know who Sarah Fuller is? She is a football legend. She has an astonishing highlight reel. She completed a 25-yard kickoff, which is amazing. No one's ever done that before. And she was playing for Vanderbilt, for the Commodores. And that game in which she did her 25-yard kickoff, the Commodores lost 48-0. But, okay. She also kicked an extra point. Yeah, she did. It's amazing. She accomplished it all. And she was hailed as the media darling because she is the first young woman, to play football at the college level. Again, at both games in which she participated, the Commodores lost, but never mind. The tribute that she offered introducing Vice President Kamala Harris and celebrating America, the video starts with commentators introducing Sarah Fuller and mentioning some of her most astonishing achievements. Listen.
Sarah Fuller with a chance to make history and be the first woman in a Power 5 football game.
A goalkeeper on the Vanderbilt soccer team.
Sarah Fuller will kick off for Vanderbilt.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have witnessed history here at Jerome Field.
She can be the first to make an extra point at the Power 5 level. Right through there.
Entirely new generation of girls that are going to think they can do more now because of what you've done.
Okay. I'm Sarah Fuller. I faced a lot of challenges as a goalkeeper on the Vanderbilt University women's soccer team and as a kicker on the football team. But seeing other women break barriers and be the first at what they do inspired me and gave me the strength to succeed. And that's why it is such an honor to introduce a true groundbreaker. And after 232 years of waiting, being able to say these words, our nation's first woman vice president, Vice President Kamala Harris.
Okay. And then Kamala Harris got up to deliver her unforgettable speech. As seriously, you can say that it's a very, very serious thing that Kamala Harris made it to the vice presidency. Why'd she make it to the vice presidency? Because Joe Biden selected her. Is it in some way misleading for her to claim that this inspires girls all over the country? If girls expect that because of Sarah Fuller now, they're going to have an equal shot at playing football on the college level or even the high school level, do we even want to encourage that? Because it's going to lead to a great deal of frustration, and one of the very few things that has worked pretty well and thick and thin and war and peace and depression and boom times, it's been American sports. And people love American sports. Do we really want to set up a situation where there is a whole generation of American girls just dying to play football with some of the physiological problems that we understand are associated with playing football right now? Just asking. A better part of the occasion last night, the Celebrating America program, came with three pros who actually are genuinely friends, as unlikely as that may seem. That would be Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, and George W. Bush, three former presidents. Jimmy Carter would have been there, he said, but he's 96 years old and he's in challenging health. And George Bush spoke first by talking about the importance of a peaceful transition. Listen.
Well, I think the fact that the three of us are standing here talking about a peaceful transfer of power speaks to the institutional integrity of our country.
We've got to not just listen to folks we agree with, but listen to folks we don't. And you know, one of my fondest memories of the inauguration was the grace and generosity that President Bush showed me and Laura Bush showed Michelle. And it was a reminder that we can have fierce disagreements and yet recognize each other's common humanity, and that as Americans, we have more in common than what separates us.
I think if Americans would love their neighbor like they would like to be loved themselves, a lot of the division in our society would end.
That's what this means. It's a new beginning. And everybody needs to get off their high horse and reach out to their friends and neighbors and try to make it possible.
Okay, I think it's tough to argue with any of that, isn't it? The one thing you can bring up is that because I'm a historian and I care about remembering the actual record, the one presidential transition that wasn't entirely exemplary was when Bush won, and remember, it was that long fight against Clinton's vice president, Al Gore, before Bush was finally declared the winner. And I remember when the Bush White House came in, there were some dirty tricks that were played by members of the departing Clinton administration, not by Bill or the First Lady, but by other staff people. For instance, they took out the W's of a bunch of computer keyboards. No, they really did. Because right, George W. Bush was known as W., so that wasn't so great.
Just stop it.
But then there was this, as the Three Amigos continued, their commentary, which does have a meaningful context to it. Listen, this is B.
If, in fact, as George said, we're looking for what binds us together, the American people are strong, they're tough, they can get through hardship, and there's no problem they can't solve. When we're working together. I think that was the theme of Joe's inaugural speech, and I think all of us discovered that we're at our best when we're all moving in the same direction.
America's a generous country with people with great hearts. All three of us are lucky to be the president of this country. Mr. President, I'm pulling for your success. Your success is our country's success, and God bless you.
I'm glad you're there, and I wish you well. You have spoken for us today. Now you will lead for us. And we're ready to march with you. Good luck. God bless you.
Joe, I'm proud of you. And you and Kamala need to know that you've got all of us here rooting for your success, keeping you in our prayers. And we will be available in any ways that we can as citizens to help you guide our country forward. We wish you Godspeed.
And actually, W. went on to quote some of the letter that his father left to Bill Clinton. And again, it's a good thing that President Trump left a letter, and apparently a gracious letter to Joe Biden. And one of the points of even that those stunts and trashing some White House offices and taking the W's off keyboards, when it came to President Clinton himself, George W. Bush says the handoff was exemplary. And this is all, it's kind of easy, but it also should be viewed as kind of normal. And I do think that the decision not to attend the inauguration by President Trump, it really is too bad, and it's not going to help his historical status. Though unity is greatly overrated, says Kevin Williamson. He reacts to Biden's widely praised and praised by many, many conservatives. Widely praised inaugural address with a column in National Review called Against Unity. Okay, Kevin, what do you have against unity? We'll talk to him about that and much more coming up right here in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have a good life.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.